1888.
Talk Live, and you, of course, can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line with you in studio tonight, in here.
And Allie.
Allie's here courtesy of her radio show. She does a show every week called ALP. I was actually on there recently.
That's right.
Not this weekend, but the weekend prior to that. We talked about drugs.
That was a good show.
And I don't recall what your topic was this last week.
Last week we talked about minimum wage.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
One of the things that's interesting about ALP, unlike Free Talk Live, where we'll go all over the map in a three-hour show, you guys do a two-hour show once a week and you really zero in and focus on one issue in particular.
That's right.
And you really kind of flesh that out and go off and, I guess, you know, dig in deep to that issue.
Yeah, we go off topic a little bit, but for the most part, we try to stay zeroed in on the one topic, like you said. And if listeners want to hear our show on drugs that we did with you, Ian, or the show last week on...
We weren't on drugs necessarily.
We weren't on drugs necessarily, but we were talking a lot about our experiences with drugs.
Yeah.
Because when we covered...
Of all sorts.
Right, of all sorts. We covered a bunch of different ones there. And we do a show on drugs. It can be... You know, we couldn't cover, obviously, everything because we haven't had experience with all the different ones. And there's not, you know, you can't do that in just 2 hours. So it was fun to sort of hash out experiences and do trip reports and things like that.
Yeah, so go to ALPShow.com. You can get more of Allie there and also Ellen, her co-host.
That's right.
Yes. So ALPShow.com. And your podcast is available through that website.
That's right.
There's a Facebook page as well. All right, so we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The critics are saying that e-cigarette advertisements should be restricted. That's the story that Allie has been sharing with us here. Throughout the first hour, we kind of were on and off, and we had different calls about different topics.
And I do have some, you said you wanted some quotes from the critics, and I have at least one of those.
Yeah, the fear-mongering critics who are essentially saying that e-cigarette advertising is making it so teenagers and young people want to smoke cigarettes, that will be the ultimate result here. That not necessarily is it going to be the first step, but the idea being that a young person will see an e-cigarette advertisement. They gave a couple of examples. There's one where the brand Blue, they apparently bought an ad in the swimsuit edition.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. It's got a girl with a bikini bottom. You can't see her face. It's basically a crotch shot of her wearing a bikini bottom that says Blue Electronic Cigarettes on it. It says slim, charged, ready to go. And that seems like sexual innuendo to some extent, but, you know, whatever. That's how they feel like they need to sell their product. There's another one where there's somebody who's Mr. Cool. They've got a cartoon-style character that is the mascot, I guess, for the product. And they're saying that these advertisements are going to entice young people into using e-cigarettes, which will eventually lead them to smoking.
Right, and
which is ridiculous.
Or just, I think, for some people, the kids using e-cigarettes, kids using nicotine or anything like that, they are opposed to it, which we already talked about how, you know, a lot of the dangers associated with cigarette smoking and, you know, even cigar smoking are, the dangers are different with e-cigarettes because you don't have the combustion factor involved. It's vapor, and it's just the propylene glycol, the nicotine, and the vegetable glycerin that dissolves the nicotine.
Now, it's not to say that it's safe to use e-cigarettes. I mean, people don't really know, you know, what long-term things could happen from using e-cigarettes, but it sure does feel safer. It doesn't seem as dangerous.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people who switch say that they don't feel any of the negative consequences they feel in smoking, like, you know, that their lungs feel better, and they give a lot of the same kind of feedback about switching to the e-cig as people who quit smoking give. Now, I would rather, like, you know, I would definitely say that it would be better just to quit something you're addicted to, you know, to live an addiction-free life, if that's possible, that's preferable. But if you're talking about reducing your harm, if you're just saying, you know, I can't help it, I'm just addicted to nicotine, but this is better than smoking, then I would say go for that.
It seems like a no-brainer. Let's get into the quote from the busybody.
This is from Dr. Tom Frieden. director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
He sounds like a real fun character.
He says, what we're seeing from the e-cigarette companies is disgraceful. They're working to get another generation of American kids addicted to nicotine. He says the Food and Drug Administration is working to regulate e-cigs and notes the first time it tried, the industry sued to stop it. They're hoping any new regulation would prohibit marketing that might result in kids trying them. E-cigarette makers say that's going too far. And now I have a quote from a president of the e-cigarette company Cigarex. He says, if you start pulling ads based on what children are going to do, there will be no alcohol advertising, there would be no condom advertising, or any other types of advertising for that matter. So I think that's a good point, that people like to use children as their reason for wanting to ban lots of things, and that that's not really fair to pin it all on the kids. I don't even really think it's about that. I think that that's just a convenient excuse.
What do you think it's really about?
I think it's really about hating smokers.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, it's not to say I don't believe that these people want to save the children. I think there probably are people who are, you know, honestly believe that this is bad for children and it has to be banned. So I don't want to say that there aren't people like that, but I totally agree with you that the real push to stop the use of e-cigarettes, especially like what's happening in Los Angeles here, where they're banning e-cigarettes from pretty much every place where cigarettes are banned, which means that if you're in a bar, for instance, a place where children are typically not allowed, you will then have to go outside. And wouldn't children be more likely to see you if you're smoking out on the street than smoking inside a bar?
See, this is what makes me think it's about just hating, disliking smokers in general, because a lot of the reasons, which sound pretty legitimate, that people give for being against public smoking have to do with the secondhand smoke aspect, whether it's that they believe that secondhand smoke is harmful or that they don't like the way it smells or they don't like the way it sticks to things, you know, like fabrics. But
this takes away that.
This is like, well, you know, this is actually perfect because you can say, well, what if we had something or people could technically kind of smoke, but it's not going to have any of those after effects of the actual smoke coming
off.
And
there's no effect from secondhand e-cigarettes. I mean, that's just not a concern. By the way, the secondhand smoke stuff is way overblown as far as its supposed dangers. But I could understand that somebody wouldn't necessarily like the smell of it, or it's icky or
whatever. Some people would prefer that all the smokers would go away just because they don't like the secondhand smoke aspect. But when you say, well, what about with e-cigs? So people who want to ban those,
they still hate it. They still hate it. And you're absolutely right. It is because they look down their nose at the nicotine user, and that has to be the motivation here, because it's better for you, it smells better, there's no lingering odor with these things. I mean, the only time that I've ever really had a real noticeable, like, that I could tell I was in the room with a vaporizer was when there was a Social Sundays that we have. It's a weekly gathering that activists have here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. And one of those Sundays, we're in a bar regularly, and one Sunday they had the New England Vapors. It's a group of people who share a common interest in vaping, and they come together.
And it's like some business owners, too, who carry the e-cigs, I think, right?
Probably there are business owners there, yeah. But there's a dude, like, at a table, and he's filling the e-cigarette things. He's got, like, different fluids, and they're mixing. And,
oh, yeah. It's like there's, like, a whole, should I say culture or something behind
there
it?
Is.
Like, it's definitely, like, a hobby
people
for a lot
are into
of people.
This. Yeah, they're totally into it. So, in that case, you actually had literally a bar full of e-cigarette users.
Yeah.
So there were 20 or 30 of them standing in the same area. If you walked by, you definitely would smell these different flavors. But it's not unpleasant in any way. I would challenge anybody who says that they find cigarette smoke to be unpleasant to experience e-cigarette vapor and make the same claim.
See, I don't know, because, like, I know people who don't mind the smell of cigarette smoke at all. And so I think that, and people who don't like it assume that it's just a given that anyone who doesn't smoke would hate the way it smells. But I think it's just totally subjective. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm asking. Could someone who doesn't like cigarette smoke also not like vapor?
It seems
to me that there's nothing objectionable about e-cigarette vapor unless you don't like the smell of blueberries or something.
Is it just seeing people blow out smoke? Is it like a fear of dragons or something? What is behind this? Because if you're chewing Nicorette, they wouldn't have a problem
with
it.
No, I think it's just hatred towards the nicotine user. I think that's, you know, it's not about keeping secondhand smoke away from people as much as it is restricting the freedoms of the people who enjoy nicotine. 855-450-FREE. What is your speculation on these bans on e-cigarettes? We'll get into the details coming up.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it has happened. We had talked about it possibly going to be happening. Usually on Free Talk Live, I don't like to talk about proposed legislation or proposed city ordinances. But in the case of the e-cigarette ban, I made an exception a couple weeks ago, or I guess probably it was like a week ago. Were we talking about this on your show?
I'm not sure.
LA cigarette ban?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, not your show, but I mean the last time you were on Free Talk Live. Because we did talk about this coming, and it was it came out of the committee when, last time we discussed it in Los Angeles, where they are now banning the use of electronic cigarettes. I want to get into more of that story here and exactly what is being banned and how is it being banned here in a moment. But if you are somebody who actually cares about freedom, and there just aren't enough of you, if you care about freedom, you really need to look into the Free State Project. If you were tuned in last hour, you heard the call from Dave, formerly of Ohio. He just made the move within the last week up here to New Hampshire, and he was blown away.
Had a warm reception.
By the warm reception that he had when he went to a meetup. They have, you know, weekly meetups in the Concord area. I don't know if they're weekly, but anyway, they have regular meetups in the Concord area, and all across New Hampshire, Manchester, Keene, the Seacoast, there are people, Nashua, people get together who love freedom for socializing purposes, let alone all the activism that is happening up here. Now, if you're a smoker, New Hampshire isn't the perfect place to be, but if you're a smoker, it's hard to be anywhere these days.
Why is New Hampshire not a perfect place to be?
There is a ban on the use of cigarettes inside business establishments,
okay,
as I understand
right.
it here.
Unless you're in a private club.
Private clubs are exempted. That's true.
Which I know of a few that people go to specifically to, so that they can smoke and drink at the same time.
Are there some around here?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know about. I was not aware. I know there used to be a hookah lounge here in Keene, and people
okay.
went and did that there. But anyway, New Hampshire isn't a utopia. It's certainly not a freedom utopia, but we would like for it to be more free. And the idea behind the Free State Project is to concentrate liberty activists, people who not only understand freedom, they understand that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, which means that if someone's going to smoke, you have to let them. You know,
that's right. Unless they're on your property,
yeah.
Then I guess you can kick them out.
You can create your own rules on your own property, but otherwise people should be allowed to do as they want. And so if you understand the ideas of freedom and you're willing to do something, anything, to help advance those ideas and to help move that policy of freedom forward on the governmental level and just be free and act more free, the Free State Project is for you. And there are over 1,500 people that are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Allie, you and I are two of those 1,500.
That's right.
There are over 15,500 who have pledged to make the move here. So we want to get to 20,000 people who've pledged to move. So we're still working toward that goal. We've already had tremendous advancements in not just politics, but also civil disobedience, success stories, and just changing culture and creating media and putting it out there, putting the ideas of freedom out there on a regular basis.
I'd say the community has gotten a lot stronger.
Freedom community?
Yeah,
yeah,
because you have people that have been around for a long time and have met lots of people, and you get here and it's like you're different when you're around just a bunch of people who are like-minded than you probably are now at home, where you feel like you can't quite be yourself in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot changes and people get used to being in a community like this one.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm far more social now than I was when I lived in Florida. I didn't really have, yeah, there's some libertarians down there, but they never really did anything of meaning.
It's easy at this point to take it for granted, right? Like if you haven't moved here and you hear people who have talking about it and even, you know, sometimes complaining about certain things,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, a lot of people who have been here for a long time forget what it's like to be
elsewhere.
Isolated
yeah.
and not feel like there are other liberty lovers around.
It's an amazing community. I mean, that's one of the number one reasons, I mean, if not the number two, number one reason to come here, just to have a community of people who get freedom. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project there, and get signed up, because we want to get to that 20,000 number as soon as possible. Because once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, there is then a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 people will have to move here. So we've already had amazing success stories, and we've only had, you know, 10% of the people that are actually here, that of the number that could be here. So our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, and I don't think I mentioned our Skype username. It's you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request if you're not already on our list. It will be accepted. So Reuters is reporting on the Los Angeles City Council voting Tuesday of last week to ban the use of electronic cigarettes, also known as vaping, from restaurants, bars, nightclubs, and other public spaces in the nation's second largest city. spokes bureaucrat for Mayor Eric Garcetti confirmed to Reuters that he would sign the measure into law in the coming days. When he does, Los Angeles will join a growing list of cities, including New York, Boston, and Chicago, that restrict the use of e-cigarettes, which are battery-powered cartridges filled with liquid nicotine that creates an inhalable vapor when heated. At stake is the future of an industry that some analysts believe will eventually overtake the $80 billion a year tobacco business. Public health experts fear that vaping, which has recently gained popularity among teens and young adults, may serve as a gateway to smoking for the uninitiated. And this was the big fear that they mentioned previously on this, that using e-cigarettes is going to somehow bring teenagers into using cigarettes. And I find that hard to believe in general, but I'm sure there's some sort of case study. There's got to be a teen out there who has actually moved from e-cigarettes to cigarettes.
I'm sure it exists, but, you know, I feel like if you start with an e-cig, there's just... Like, if someone was an e-cig user and tried to pitch cigarettes to them, it would be really hard because you're a lot more limited with cigarettes. You don't get to choose flavors or level of nicotine, and they're way more expensive, and it's worse for you. Like, what would compel someone to go to start smoking if you're hooked on the e-cig, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to know is, you know, how likely is this? This is the fear that they're citing. Critics also point to potential harm posed from secondhand vapor.
Oh my gosh, I was waiting for this to happen.
Can you believe
this? For them to start
this?
Pointing to secondhand vapor. That's awesome.
Saying that too little is known about the effects of the chemicals contained in the cartridges. We have an obligation to protect the workforce from the effects of secondhand aerosol exhaled by people who choose to vape on e-cigarettes, said City Council member Mitch O'Farrell, who co-sponsored the proposal. He went on to say, we also have a responsibility to protect our youth and everyone else in public places from the carcinogens found in the ultra-fine particles in e-cigarette aerosols.
Now, wow.
I don't know about the claim that there are carcinogens in e-cigarettes. Have you ever heard anything about that, Alan?
I really wouldn't claim to know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm certainly no expert, my basic rudimentary understanding of the science would be that carcinogens are far more present in smoke due to the combustion process.
Right.
But if you know more about that, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. All I know is if I'm in the same room, if you were using an e-cigarette, Allie, I would have a tough time identifying the flavor if you weren't blowing it directly at me. Now, you are across the table from me, so if you were sitting on the end of the table where you would normally sit if Mark were here, there would be almost no chance that I would even be able to, like, if you were to ask, what flavor am I using? I would have no idea because, like, the e-cigarette vapor, it dissipates so quickly that it probably wouldn't really reach me in any meaningful way.
It's certainly not like an aerosol. It's not like a gas out, it, like, spits out at you.
Well,
it's not like hairspray or anything.
Yeah, certainly not like hairspray. You certainly have to direct it towards someone on purpose if you want them to smell it. We're coming up. Free talk.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. Though we're talking about e-cigarettes at the moment and the busybodies who would like to and are being successful in some areas like New York, Boston, and now Los Angeles in banning the use of the e-cigarettes.
I wonder why it's so easy to do in cities. Why would that be?
Is it because
people are in closer quarters, you know, they're all packed together, so people are more mindful about what others are doing. Although in cities, when you go there, people tend to not look at one another. It's like they're only wrapped up in their own lives. So it kind of surprises me that they would be such busybodies.
Yeah, you ask an interesting question as to why it's more likely that this busybody stuff happens in big cities, at least first. It seems to come to the big cities first and sort of trickle down from there. Although, would it be as newsworthy if small town California went and banned the use of e-cigarettes? Would that make the headlines that Los Angeles? So maybe it is happening in smaller places. We just don't know about it. But, yeah, you certainly hear about these places like L.A., New York
City. It's banned in Mexico.
E-cigarettes?
Yes.
All of Mexico?
I think so. I'm going to look it up, but
oh,
I think
horrifying.
So. It happened, and it was kind of like no one knew because I don't know how many Mexicans out there, you know, using the e-cig and had to put it away because of that. I'm really not sure. I don't get the idea that it's something that is strictly enforced.
So
technically, it's a law.
My answer to your question before we get back into what's going on in Los Angeles, this is total speculation. Would love to hear your thoughts at 855-450-FREE or Skype us at username lrn.fm as to why it is big cities are more likely to do this. But it would seem to me that a big government would attract would be more likely to attract people who want to control others. Obviously, all the governments can attract those kind of people because there's certainly plenty of corrupt towns. There's plenty of town governments where it's the good old boys network, you know, scratching each other's backs.
But you think the most corrupt of politicians are more interested in the cities?
There's more power to be had, right?
Right.
There are bigger budgets. There's more money to siphon. There's more money to reward your friends and punish your enemies.
Yes.
There's more power over others, and that's what a lot of the politicians are seeking.
I could see that.
So, and of course, there's in a big place like that, you've also got more competing factions for those seats of power, and so the worst will probably rise to the top more so. In a place like a big city, you're more anonymous, as you pointed out, when people are on the streets. They don't know each other, and so they act like it, right? They don't know one another, and so they're unfriendly towards one another.
Not very neighborly.
Not at all. And when you move to New Hampshire, or when I moved to New Hampshire, I didn't come from a big city. I came from Sarasota, Florida, which the city itself is fairly small in population. It's like 75,000. The county is maybe more like 350,000. So there's a fair amount of people in the area, but still nothing in comparison to a New York City or even larger cities like Tampa. And there, people don't really talk to one another. But here, it's easy to make eye contact with people on the streets. It's easy to say hello to them. It's more common that things like that happen. I was walking on the streets today, said hello to more than one person.
Right.
And I didn't know them. You know,
people
just
hold
strangers.
The door for you. It's, you know, just as friendly as anywhere else you'll go.
So when you translate that kind of small closeness of interaction between people into politics, it changes how things are with politics in a place like Keene, or even in a place like Manchester. Manchester's 100,000 people. It's the biggest city in New Hampshire, but that's still a lot smaller than a lot of places, and only so many people are interested in political action, and they all kind of know one another, and everybody knows who everybody else is, and you know where everyone lives as well. I mean, it's not hard to go and look up whatever politician you want in the white pages, and odds are good they're going to be listed. So these people are more accessible. They're easy to talk to in comparison to other politicians. And I think that the accountability factor in a smaller place like this also has some limiting effect on the kind of stuff that they can get away with. That's not to say that they're not little tyrants. I mean, they absolutely are in their own way. For instance, Keene passed a totally illegal, what appears to be illegal, ban on the sale of synthetic drugs.
Oh, right.
And that was totally based on sensationalism and fear-mongering on the part of certain parents in the area who lobbied the city council to do this thing. And, of course, it passed unanimously. So there wasn't a single liberty-oriented vote on the city council. But yet, you know, you don't see the same level of restrictions in a place like Keene as you do in Los Angeles. So that's my speculation to your question of why are these things happening in places like Los Angeles and New York rather than small town USA. I think those politicians are just they have to be more cautious about what they do. They have to feel like in a small town, they have to feel like they are really supported to do something like that by the people rather than creating division, because politicians want to be liked, especially in a smaller town. They want to be liked by everybody, so they tend to be fairly friendly towards people. Whereas these politicians, they don't care. They don't care what you think about them and their opinions about your e-cigarette use. They're going to tell you what to do.
Well, another reason I just thought of why it would be a good idea to support e-cigarette use, especially in some of these cities where they have problems with a lot of littering and everything, e-cigarettes are a lot cleaner than smoking.
Yeah, you hold on to it when you're done.
Right. You hold on to that thing because you paid money for it, and you don't have cigarette butts being tossed everywhere.
That's a great point.
And you don't have the risk of starting fires.
I wonder if anyone has even brought that up in these discussions.
I'm the first one, I hope.
You may very well be. I've certainly never seen it in any of the news stories. But yeah, I mean, e-cigarettes are definitely better.
It's the green way to smoke.
Totally.
We should support it.
Totally. And that would probably work, you know, convincing politicians in Keene to keep them legal.
Yeah.
Because the Keene politicians want to be seen as green. So anyway, back to the story here from Reuters.com. They say that at stake is the future of an industry that some analysts believe will eventually overtake the $80 billion a year tobacco business. But City Council member Mitch O'Farrell, who co-sponsored the proposal, said he has an obligation to protect the workforce from the effects of secondhand aerosol exhaled by people who choose to vape. He goes on to claim that there are carcinogens in e-cigarettes, and there is a study, apparently. This is being reported back in 2013. I went and I looked because we were sort of exclaiming confusion over this carcinogen claim, and apparently there's been a study maybe not more than one, which raises questions about its validity, of course. There's been a study by the France National Consumer Institute that says that many e-cigarettes, not all, but many e-cigarettes contain a, quote, significant quantity of carcinogenic molecules.
Hmm.
So they go on to say that 3 out of 10 e-cigarettes that they studied contained levels of formaldehyde and acrolein that are nearly equal to levels found in standard cigarettes. So that, of course, is resulting in people freaking out. But that's 3 out of 10. That's not all e-cigarettes. And the thing that they don't say here is what's the overall total?
And what's the effect on the secondhand smoker?
Well, right, because my question about these carcinogens is my understanding that you can that when you're smoking things, that there's more carcinogens introduced because of the process of combustion.
Mm-hmm.
So e-cigarettes don't have that. So all they can compare is how much carcinogenic molecules the cigarette has compared to an e-cigarette. They're not comparing the smoke, right? What they're comparing is the product itself,
right,
not the after product or the byproduct of the use of that. So I think that this is a study that, okay, maybe it's true that 3 in 10 have similar levels of carcinogenic molecules in the actual product. But what does that translate to when you're actually using the product?
Right.
I would guess that cigarettes are highly carcinogenic in comparison to e-cigarettes. But, again, the studies are pretty slim. I only found this one study when I was looking for
it. Well, this is also just related to how it affects the non-e-cigarette user. You know, is the smoke exhaled or the vapor exhaled, is that dangerous for people who aren't using the e-cig? And it just...
I can't believe it.
It just seems absurd. I don't know why. Maybe I am just ignorant, I guess, about it. But I'm going to say, I would put money on that it basically has little to no effect.
Well, the proposal in L.A. was opposed by makers of the e-cigarettes, who pitched their product as a safer alternative to the traditional cigarettes, and they say there's no evidence that secondhand vapor, that they actually use vape smoke in here. It's not smoke, people. It's vapor.
That's right.
That secondhand vapor is harmful. And I agree, there is no evidence, and anybody that's ever been around it knows is nowhere near as dangerous. If it's dangerous in any way, it's nowhere near as dangerous to a cigarette smoke. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. You can share your thoughts on e-cigarettes or whatever's on your mind. Take control of Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you scared about e-cigarettes? Well, the critics are certainly trying to make them seem dangerous and trying to make them seem scary. And, you know, maybe there's some kind of risk involved in using e-cigarettes, but so what? It seems pretty clear to me that they're better for you than cigarettes. They're more pleasant to be around. So even if you don't like the idea of using nicotine, it's better to be around someone with an e-cigarette. It's more pleasant. It doesn't stink. It doesn't make your whole house smell.
Right.
You walk into a cigarette smoker's house, you know you're in a cigarette smoker's house, presuming they smoke indoors.
Yeah.
Because the cigarette smoke has permeated every piece of fabric in that person's home. You got carpets, it's going to be awful. If you got fabric window hangings, they're going to stink. It's going to be horrible. I mean, even most cigarette smokers acknowledge that, and that's why some cigarette smokers won't even smoke in their own home because they want it to have a resale value later on and make it so people want to buy the place.
Or you just don't want to live in that, you know?
Yeah, I bought a house that was owned by a cigarette smoker, and it took a lot of effort to kind of paint over all that, and you know, it was gross.
Cigarette smoking is definitely not a pretty habit, and I think that, you know, definitely going outside to smoke is probably a good way to mitigate its grossness. But you know what? The nice thing about the e-cig is that you can, I feel like comfortable using it inside people's houses. I wouldn't even feel really compelled to ask if it's okay, just because I feel like, you know, you don't have to ask to take a breath in
someone's
house.
Because it's so unoffensive.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that, I've never met anybody who's been offended by e-cigarette use.
On the same token, people used to just light up cigarettes in each other's homes all the time without asking, because that was normal then. So, whatever that's worth.
Let me go with the more of the story, though, because what we're sharing with you here is a Reuters piece about how e-cigarettes are now banned in Los Angeles. Now, before I go on with that, I do want to remind you about cashintocoins.com. I told you earlier about how to get a Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. But then what do you do? How do you get the Bitcoins into the wallet? Well, you should go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. and customer service is their top priority. They change your cash via the form of money orders, checks, or wire transfers into bitcoins, and their rates are great. You can donate some of your fee to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. Just go to cashintocoins.com and get started and get your bitcoins today. If you've already have bitcoins, you can get more of them. Again, cashintocoins.com. So the story here from Reuters, there's a ban now in Los Angeles. City Council passed this last week, and the mayor's office has a pledge to sign it. I mean, so this is a done deal. And advocates of e-cigarettes are saying they can help smokers kick the habit. There's no evidence that secondhand vape smoke vapor is harmful. The article says vape smoke is throwing me off.
And this is also making the e-cigarette less appealing to people who might be interested in it.
Right, because now you can't smoke, you can't vape inside.
Exactly.
Which is a huge benefit to using an e-cigarette is that it's more convenient. You don't have to go outdoors. You don't have to inconvenience yourself. And you're not inconveniencing anyone else because it doesn't stink. But the haters are hating. They can't stand that people are using nicotine in an enjoyable manner. They can't stand that people are using nicotine in a way that is not as detestable, like immediately detestable as the use of cigarettes. And they want to stop them because these people hate the use of nicotine. They can't stand that people use it for whatever reason. I think it's a superiority thing. I think that it's a group of people who believes they're better, and they probably have their own vices, by the way. Every one of these people who is against the use of nicotine is probably someone who drinks alcohol or somebody who has a caffeine addiction or whatever. They probably have some sort of vice. Maybe they're sex addicts, whatever. They're probably addicted to something.
Maybe they beat their kids.
Could be, and they just want to control others. The Los Angeles ban differs, however, from restrictions in other major cities in that it was amended to allow vaping in lounges and e-cigarette stores and for filming or theatrical purposes. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what the details are on that. Could I claim that I'm acting?
Right.
Every time I'm using
the
e-cigarette?
You can take a video of yourself while you're doing it. Selfie.
I'm just acting like a cigarette smoker. Although we believe the final decision was made in the absence of credible science, it was more reasonable and sensible approach than the original proposal. That a statement from Enjoy, N-J-O-Y, the largest independent maker of e-cigarettes. Enjoy remains concerned, however, that banning e-cigarette use in public places could deter current tobacco smokers from using the products.
In all public places? Or just everywhere the cigarettes are banned?
Everywhere that cigarettes are banned, with the exception of lounges, e-cigarette stores, and for filming or theater.
Okay, at least e-cigarette. Because I was going to say, it's lame to not let e-cigarette stores let customers test their products.
Yeah. But pretty much everywhere else. So if you're in, you know, whatever, a bar or wherever it is that cigarettes are banned in Los Angeles, you wouldn't be able to use the e-cigarette there. City Council action comes as the U.S. government is contemplating further regulations at the national level. The FDA has already proposed a rule that would bring e-cigarettes under its jurisdiction and could potentially require companies to register and pay fees, list the ingredients in their products, obtain approval for new products, and restrict online sales and marketing to children. So that would suck. A law passed in 2009 gave the FDA the authority to regulate cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, and roll-your-own tobacco. So now they are grabbing for more power. They want to be able to control the e-cigarette industry. Now, if e-cigarettes become regulated by the FDA, forcing companies to register and pay fees is going to drive competition out of the marketplace. It's going to make it so that more businesses are unable to meet the requirements of whatever arbitrary fees they're going to charge. Because, you know, if you're starting up a company, right now you can enter the e-cigarette space simply by finding a manufacturer and finding distribution channels and getting the product out there. But now they're going to be adding hoops if the FDA gets this approval, and it'll make it more difficult for people to start up their own businesses.
Well, what's interesting is that you do see certain e-cigarette companies who want FDA regulation.
Sure.
But it's like ones owned by Marlboro or Lorillard or, you know, any of these already, like any of the people who already are making a lot of money selling cigarettes, who basically jumped on the e-cigarette bandwagon, these big companies, of course, would like to see them regulated because there's a lot of independent competition coming in from independent companies who, you know, their thing is just e-cigs. They're not trying to make cigarettes or anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be really cautious about buying e-cigarettes from the big cigarette.
That's what a lot of the main ones are, like the Blue, are from the same people who make Newports.
Lorillard is the owner of Blue, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the latest on the ban. Now, what it doesn't say in this story is what the punishment is. And I presume it's some sort of civil fine, some kind of violation, a ticket, if you will, if you get caught violating these things. But in a lot of cases, they put the responsibility on the business owner to restrict his or her clientele and making the business owner, as I understand it, making the business owner the one who's liable. So if you were to go into a bar in L.A., Allie, with an e-cigarette, and you were to light up the e-cigarette, that may actually make the bar owner the one who's liable for it.
He knows that business owners respond a lot more forcefully when it comes to enforcing the state's laws than their own policies. You know, I feel like if I were in there and I was smoking e-cig, that they would just kick me out just to cover their own tracks or, you know, just to make sure that, you know, for all they know, I'm working for the government and seeing how they're going to respond. And they want to make sure that they prove that they are following the laws there.
They're scared. I mean, they're scared to death of what the government people will do to them. I had an experience with this in Austin. Michelle Seven and I and several Liberty people were all hanging out at the hotel that we were all staying at. So kind of like an after-hours party. They had this fire pit thing. It was a fancy hotel. And so, you know, it was very nice, and it's a fairly expensive hotel. It's like, you know, $200 a night at minimum,
wow,
if not more than that. And it's, and so you would think that for the amount of money that people were paying and that you've got a group of paying clients, you'd leave them alone. But after a certain point or at a certain point, the bar employees from the hotel, one of them came out and alerted us that after midnight, we would need to take all of our drinks to our rooms or else we would be in violation of some sort of liquor ordinance.
Wow.
And like, okay. And then later on, they came back out and started getting a little bit more forceful with us and, you know, demanding that we give up our glasses and things like that. And it was really unpleasant what they were doing. And we were obviously willing to take the risk of, look, no cop's going to show up here. We're on private property.
Right.
On a luxury kind of resort hotel. There's no cop just going to walk through here and check out what's going on at the fire pit at the Lost Pines Hotel out in the middle of nowhere in southeast of Austin, Texas.
Right.
But later on
one night, not worth the liability to them.
Well, right. Well, it happened two nights in a row, and the security agent came around after the bar people had threatened us, and the security agent basically told us he'd call the cops on us.
Wow.
855. Well, on one hand, he said he wouldn't call the cops, and then later he said he'd call the sheriff's deputies.
What?
So it was very confusing. More coming up here. You can take control. Hour 3 is next on Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.